It's a breezy and mild Thursday afternoon across New York and western New England. Most areas have remained dry through most of the day. Those showers have occurred in some spots, and those showers will continue to overspread our entire area as we move into tonight. It's all being triggered by a cold front that is very slowly working its way through the Great Lakes. That front will cross our area tonight into the day tomorrow. In advance of the front, we will remain warm, so it's going to be a warm night and a breezy night across New York and western New England with showers from time to time. And moving into the day tomorrow, we'll keep up that same theme of breezy and mild with rain from time to time, and there's even the chance for a rumble of thunder later tonight into the day tomorrow. Then that front will cross and work its way off to our southeast. And on Saturday, it'll tend to hang up a little bit close to the coast. And at the same time, another cold front will approach from the north. So we're kind of being squeezed by a couple of fronts on Saturday. So there's still the chance for some mainly rain showers, though there may be a few snowflakes across the higher elevations of the north country. Then the focus will turn to a big blast of cold. You know, it's early April as we move into next week, but it's going to feel very much like winter, at least for the first few days of the week. So the cold front comes through Saturday night into Sunday. With that front, there is the potential for snow showers and some heavier snow squalls, so be alert. There may be some slippery spots Saturday night into Sunday. The other big story is going to be the wind, which will be quite gusty with that front coming through. So we have winds that may be damaging winds Saturday night into Sunday. So there's the potential of maybe a wind advisory or a high wind warning. We'll, of course, have more on that in the coming days. And the cold to follow will be pretty bitter for this time of year, with temperatures running well below average through at least the first part of next week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, and possibly a thunderstorm, breezy and mild, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with periods of rain and possible thunder, breezy and warm, high in the 60s to around 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm, breezy and mild, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, periods of rain with possible thunder, breezy and warm, with highs in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm, breezy and mild, low in the 50s to around 60. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, periods of rain with possible thunder, breezy and warm, high in the 60s to around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm, breezy and mild, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, periods of rain with possible thunder, breezy and warm, high in the 60s to around 70. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain or snow showers, highs in the 40s and 50s. And on Sunday, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of snow showers, windy and much colder, with highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.